This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. We have a full show today. We're going to find out about all the activities at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And you can always tell when spring is about to hear because everything blossoms at the Parks and Recreation Department, not just the flowers, but the activities. Terry Womack is with us, a big smile ear to ear on Terry's face. That must mean it's time for Sunshine Players.
It is time for Sunshine Players, Bart. We open this Friday with the Ransom of Red Chief. It's a O. Henry tale. It's really cute. These two thieves, not too smart, decide to kidnap this boy and hold him for ransom. And he's a holy terror. And they want $2,000. And they leave the ransom note in a box. And they pick up the box thinking it's full of money, and it's a note from the uncle saying, nope, you have to pay me $200 and I'll take him back. So they kind of lose all the money they had, and they made great playmates for the kid for a couple of days. But it's really cute, and we have about 15 area kids between the ages of 8 and 16 in the production. And we open Friday at 7. We have a performance Saturday at 7 and a performance Sunday at 2. The box office opens at 6. The shows are at 7 and 2. The tickets are $7.50 for adults, $6 for seniors, which are 60 and up, $6 for youth, which are 4 to 17. And we have a new policy, Bart, where we don't allow children under the age of 4 in the theater productions because they don't have the attention span to sit through the productions, and they become sort of disruptive. And then the parents have to get up and leave, and they don't get to watch the older siblings either for babysitting. So we ask that you leave the under four at home. It makes a better show for everybody, I think.
And this is at the Patterson Theater.
It is at the Theater at Patterson Park.
If you haven't been over there, you need to check it out.
And we have a cave on stage for this show.
A cave? Wow.
We built a cave, yes. It's pretty cool. Yeah. And then next weekend, Bart, on March the 10th, Nashville Opera's touring group is coming down, and they're doing Sid the Serpent Who Wanted to Sing. And it's a 45-minute presentation, and it's geared toward elementary school kids. And it's free, but you'll have to call our office to tell us how many tickets you want. And that number is 867-7244.
867-7244. Okay, and that's the 10th.
That's the 10th. And it's
what time does that start?
7 o'clock is the show.
Okay.
And we'll open up the house at 6:30. To hand out all tickets and stuff. So it's kind of first come, first serve. If you're on the list, you get yours first, and then whatever seats we have left, we'll give out to whoever's there. But, you know, it is, it's free, and it's a good program. They came last year, and they're coming back this year and sort of introducing kids to opera and things like that. So it's really good.
So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, The Ransom of Red Chief, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and Sunday at 2, all at the Patterson Community Center, and that is the Sunshine Players.
Yes.
Ages 8 to 16. And then the following week, on March 10th only, 7 o'clock, is that a Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Nashville Opera Touring Group, a free performance, and that is Sid the Serpent, A Snake Who Wants to Sing.
Right.
You can only hear that at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
And all the information is in the Rec Connection, which, Beck, you'll be talking about later. So you can find it online through the Rec Connection or pick up one at our centers, and the information is in there.
And the number again to call for information?
The number for the Cultural Arts is 867 7244. Okay. Just leave a message. We'll call you back. So
don't call me. I'll call you.
Well, I mean, I'll call you back as soon as I can get there. But, you know, we have office in
but
one
you're
location
up here right now.
Programs in the other. So, yes, leave us a message and we'll call you back. So.
Very good. Well, I thank you for joining us, Terry. Anything else that we need to touch on?
That's about all we got coming up right now for Sunshine Players. We'll keep you posted on the other things. So.
Now, people need to learn more about Sunshine Players and get your youngsters involved in that. It'll make a different child out of them.
We just started a new set of acting classes yesterday. We
Ooh,
have
neat.
30 kids in the 4 to 9 year olds, and then we start the older kids today. I think we've got about 12 or 15 in the older kids mm-hmm. signed up. So. We're really picking up the pace, I guess, on the acting class, but where you can go do theater and stuff at Center for the Arts or Murfreesboro Little Theater or Consider This or other places around town, we're the only ones that does all children's theater all the time, and we're the only ones that offer all, you know, acting classes for all children all the time. So.
And, of course, one of the great things that does, if you have a child who's a little bashful, and most children are, this brings them out of their shell. Suddenly they're doing reports and making better grades at school, and they go on and become successful leaders.
I got an email from a parent after the last acting class showcase who thanked me for working with their child and said their child went from barely saying their name in public to reciting a nursery rhyme on stage, you
wow.
know, all by themselves. So they were really happy, and of course I was, you know, pleased with the kids and stuff. So
and
it's really
they,
good.
Can they call that number for information?
They can call that number for information, or they can send me an email, TWOMACK@MurfreesboroTN.gov, and we'll send them information on our programs and stuff. So
sounds good. Terry Womack visiting with us from Sunshine Players and all the arts groups at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Terry, thank you again. Have a great day. I should say break a leg. That's a theatrical, but please don't do it going down the steps. we're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department this morning, and Thomas Laird is with us, the athletic superintendent, track and field, basketball, softball.
It's spring
busy,
now.
Aren't you? Spring is here.
you know, we entered our youth basketball tournaments last night. We've got 90 teams in our youth basketball program,
Whoa.
And about 84 of them are playing in the tournaments this week. They're throughout the week, and the championships will conclude on Saturday at several of the area schools, Sportscom and Patterson. So if you want to get out and watch some good basketball, you can give us a call at the athletic office, and we'll direct you to the good games each night to go to. Some really good matchups. And then I want to remind everybody that softball registration fees are due March 12th. We only have room for 60 teams in our spring league, so we want to encourage everyone that has an adult softball team to get your registration fee in as soon as possible. On March 12th, we're going to go to the waiting list and move those folks up that are waiting to get into the league. It's in high demand, and while the city is looking to try to improve our field situation, we are at a shortage of softball fields right now, and 60 teams is all we can take. We also have a track and field program coming up. We'll register for that the entire month of March. The cost is $25, and we train for 6 weeks with Coach Fields over at Riverdale's track. We have a great partnership with Riverdale track team, and they work with the kids and Coach Field. Of course, he's great and really helps these kids get started, and we'll conclude with the Hershey's track and field local event in May, and then winners from that will go on to the district and the state.
Now, is there a number people can call for information on these?
Yes, sir. They can call the athletic office at 907-2251, and we are there most every day, all day.
Okay.
Someone's there.
Just give them a call, and Thomas is usually there. Track and field all March, and March is 2 days away.
Right, and I want to point out that most of the time when you call the athletic office, the person that answers the phone was one of your good neighbors of the day, Miss Barbara Wallace.
So she'll treat you right.
Yes, she does.
So just give Barbara or Thomas a call. And again, on that adult softball, when is the money due in again?
The final day is March 12th. And from there, we'll start going to the to our waiting list. You know, we have a lot of church teams, a lot of folks that are in the league from year to year, and they think because they've been in the league for 10 years that they are automatically are put in high priority. But, you know, March 12th is the absolute deadline for that. And if we don't have fees in, we have a lot of teams waiting to get into the league, and we, you know, we have to go ahead and move forward.
So the old phrase, you snooze, you lose, applies.
Exactly, exactly. Putting your name in the hat is not quite enough. You've got to have those fees paid by March 12th.
No matter how wonderful you've been in the past, you know, there's
exactly
you need to be there. Step up before March the 12th. And the limit is you're cut off at 60. So if you had 60 on March the 10th, what happens?
Well, we take the first 60 that actually sign up and
so
fill
once
out. So we've got 60
in.
People that are signed up right now.
Oh, okay.
They don't have all their fees in. And then we've probably got three or four teams that are on a waiting list.
Okay, so there you have 60 already, but
right.
until they get their money in, they don't really count.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so if you're, and do they know they're one of the 60?
Yes, they all know, they're all aware. So we, once teams come in now, we let them know that they are on a waiting list, and
okay.
that if fees aren't paid, they'll get them involved. And then I guess several of your listeners probably have children, grandchildren that want to play baseball, softball, and might have missed registration. The Murfreesboro Baseball Association, I believe, is still taking late registration for several of their divisions. The Murfreesboro Optimist Club has some older senior division slots available, and they also are putting on a waiting list for that side of town. And of course, the Stones River Kiwanis Club, they concluded their registration on Saturday, but it's still not too late. You can go online and look on our website and find the websites for each of these leagues to get involved.
Sounds like a lot of fun. For information, the athletic office, that number again, Thomas?
907-2251.
907-2251, Thomas Laird. He will come up with an answer for you. 907-2251. I know the word's not frisbee, but...
Disc golf. And I tell you, the disc golf course, I still play quite a bit. I played Sunday, actually, and was having a great round. In the last hole, I went in the water about four times on one hole, so I had a 10-cup hole and lost the whole round. But it's still a lot of fun, and a lot of people, you know, it's amazing how many people actually get out and play there at Barfield. It's every day. It's packed. A day like this, and you're waiting just about every hole.
This is a great day, a beautiful day to get out and enjoy any of the Parks and Recreation facilities. Thomas, thank you for joining us. And Kyle Goss is with us. Kyle is the Assistant Aquatics Coordinator. And I understand you've been throwing eggs in the pool. Is that right?
Not quite yet. I will be doing that March 31st for our annual underwater egg hunt at Patterson Park.
So tell us about that. Underwater egg hunt.
Yes, we have hundreds of eggs either on the bottom of the water, floating around in the water, and we allow kids ages 2 to 7, or 2 to 9, I'm sorry, to come jump in, find them, exchange them for prizes. We also have a few golden eggs hiding around there with have a little extra prize for them.
Mm-hmm. And you said this is Patterson Park.
That is correct.
So it doesn't matter whether it's cold or hot.
It's
it probably won't
pool.
Be too hot. It's indoors.
Indoor pool.
Okay. 2 to 8, ages 2 to 8. And what time does this underwater Easter egg hunt happen?
Well, the jump's at 10 a.m., and registration begins at 8. However, we are going to take early registration, which is strongly preferred because we will have most likely hit our capacity with 100 kids in the pool at that time.
Okay. And how can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at Patterson at 893-7439.
893-7439.
That's right.
Patterson Community Center.
Patterson.
Kyle Goss is there, has a pen in his hand.
Exactly.
And is there a charge on that?
$3.
$3, okay. And this is a lot of fun. I mean, the kids can enjoy it.
Oh, it's a blast.
And so do all ages get to get in the pool after that, or how does that work? I mean, can it be a family affair once the egg hunt is over?
Once the egg hunt is over, as long as like the kids aren't getting too rambunctious, we'll allow them in there, but we try and keep it specifically designed for the younger kids.
Okay. And with 100 kids participating, how long does it take to find all the eggs?
as crazy as they get finding those eggs, not too long.
They're gone. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and they can swim for free until 11:45. That's included in their price.
Okay. The underwater egg hunt coming up March 31st.
Yes.
Is that a Saturday?
That is a Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, March 31st. Circle that on your calendar. Registration is at 8 o'clock, and the jump is at 10, but a word to the wise, pre-register.
Yes, pre-register.
Once it's 100, again, that's history.
Exactly.
And the phone number to pre-register or for information, 893-7439. Kyle is the guy who answers the phone there. Kyle Goss, Assistant Aquatics Coordinator. Kyle, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
I tell you, lots going on at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And let's see, Rachel Singers sitting down, patiently waiting to tell us about all the stuff happening at Barfield Crescent Park. What's not happening? That's probably a better thing. Everything's happening over there.
Yep, this great weather is bringing lots of people out to enjoy the park. So we've been having fun with this early spring that's hitting us. But we've got several great programs that are coming up this spring. And the first one I want to talk about is a new program that we're offering. It's called Arts in Nature. And it's going to coincide with the city and county school spring break. So if your child needs something to do for spring break, this is going to be a great opportunity. We're going to give them a chance to kind of try their hand at some of the fine arts, such as painting, sculpting, music, and photography. We'll focus on a different one of those topics every day. We'll have a guest instructor that'll be an expert at that and kind of teach them the basics of that, and then they're going to have a chance to go out and try their hand at whatever we're studying that day. The other thing, later on in the day, we're going to be able to use archived exhibits from the Frist Center and be able to focus on somebody in history that's done that work. And then on Friday, we're going to take a field trip to the Frist Center. So it's going to be a great opportunity for kids to really get into the arts.
Oh, that is so neat. And once again, what is the date on that?
It's the week of spring break. So it's Monday, March 19th through March 23rd. The times are going to be 9 to 1. So the kids will bring a lunch, and we'll have a lunch break there at the park.
Okay, spring break. So if you're trying to figure out what can you do that's, educational for the youngsters and keep them out of trouble, that's a good thing. What number can they call?
They can call the Wilderness Station. It's 217-3017.
217-3017, and that is the Wilderness Station. We're talking about things happening at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we will be back and continue the conversation. Now, we're just barely touching on the tip of an iceberg. So much happening here in the community. We will be right back. Stay with us. Rachel has some more information. Becky Johnson is with us, and she's going to update us on a whole lot of fun activities. I bet you part of it might even have to do with the bicentennial, just taking a wild guess. Marlene Sewell is with us. Let me think, Marlene, senior citizen activity?
Yes.
Oh, this is my day. I'm really...
You're on a roll.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Something that's of worth that will bless your heart.
Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is home to the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's the Ford F-150, now in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Need something bigger? Check out their Super Duty line of trucks. They've got over 50 to choose from right now at Ford of Murfreesboro. Plus, they have over 50 Ford Escapes and over 50 Ford Mustangs in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com, Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first, and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Wrapping up our traffic reports for this morning. Traffic easing a bit on I-24 around the 96 exit, 231 exit. Still very busy. I-24 westbound around the Bell Road exit. And then as you make your way into downtown Nashville, lots of congestion on I-24 westbound. At I-40 westbound, we have an accident near the Fessler's Lane exit. That's slowing things down quite a bit through that area. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We have a slight chance for showers today, partly sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 60s with a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Currently 46.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had family staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
This is your Good Neighbor Network. WGNS Murfreesboro. WETVLP Murfreesboro. W263 AI Murfreesboro. And W270 AF Murfreesboro.
You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. Yeah.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And we were talking with Rachel Singer just a moment ago over at Barfield Crescent Park. She was telling us about the Arts in Nature during the week of spring break. That's right, the week of spring break, the youngsters have something constructive to do, and that's coming up the 19th through the 23rd of next month, 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock, is that right? 1 o'clock, okay. I thought, boy, that's short. They're not going to be out of trouble long.
Quick
9
lessons.
To 1, okay. The number to call for information, 217-3017. Now, if you have some people who really enjoy birds, do you have anything that we could do over at the Parks and Rec at Wilderness Station or Barfield?
We do. We have an ongoing bird club. It meets once a month, so it's been meeting all winter long. But springtime is a great time to see birds. They're coming back home, so we're going to have some new birds coming through. Nikki Jordan does that. She does an excellent job. They actually rotate locations. So in March, it'll be March 22nd, and they're going to meet at the General Bragg Trailhead on the Greenway. It usually lasts about an hour, depending on what birds they're seeing and kind of who shows up. But sometimes they've been out for several hours, so it all depends on the day.
What time do they meet on the 22nd?
On the 22nd, they're going to meet at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay. What kind of birds are they expecting to see? Of course, you never know till you see them.
That's right. In the spring, being down there at General Bragg, you're going to have some river birds, so the great blue heron, the green heron, might have some red-winged blackbirds coming back through. Lots of warblers are still in the area. Some of those will move on. We're going to have, of course, robins, towhees, cedar waxwings. There's lots of them out there.
So sounds like a lot of fun, and you can learn something and meet some interesting folks as well. That's 2 o'clock, March 22nd. Is it the Murfreesboro Bird Club? Does it have a name?
It is. That's exactly what it is. Yep. Yeah, we'll bring some binoculars. If you have your own, you know, please bring those. But if you don't, come on out anyway. And we've got some that you can borrow. It's open to all ages. We've got an 11-year-old who's just an excellent birder, and she keeps a life list already that's way longer than mine. So,
now, on this list that you keep, I understand there we have a person in Murfreesboro who is the world champion or something?
I have heard about that, but I don't know a lot of
information. A local doctor.
Mm-hmm, right.
I've heard him speak.
Right.
And he has gotten all sorts of acclaim.
Yeah, we need to try to get him out to the Wilderness Station, do a presentation for us.
Yeah, well, I'll find his get you his name for you.
Thanks.
Once the show's over, we don't want to commit him on the air. Now, you have some senior hikes as well.
We do. So spring is a great time for any age, of course, to get out. But the seniors have an opportunity to come on out, be with people their own age. A naturalist will go ahead and lead them, usually on the paved trail, but sometimes they go out on the dirt trail. Kind of depends on who shows up and what they're interested in doing. It'll be March 27th, which is a Tuesday, and they're going to meet at 9 o'clock at the Wilderness Station. The wildflowers are already blooming, so at the end of March there'll be several species of wildflowers that they can go out and look for and identify and maybe get some pictures.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So just take a walk with friends, and finding out more about any of these activities, Rachel's number is 217-3017, and that is the Wilderness Station, which in itself is worth a regular visit. I mean, just all sorts of things over there.
We always have something going on.
And I understand good coffee over there, too.
Definitely good coffee.
Wilderness Station in the Barfield Park. We'll be back, and I'm sure you're going to be back on in just a minute about some other activities, because I see some things that look like it has your interest all over them. But I don't want Marlene Sewell to feel left out. Marlene is over here feeling like a wallflower. But don't worry.
No, no wallflowers here. Just
okay.
Because yesterday we were playing with our food.
What?
Yesterday, it was a painting. It was a painting thing, but we used celery and tortellini and gumdrops and what else did we have? Cookies that had, you know, like a lattice thing on them.
Did you draw those or draw on them?
No, we used them and went and painted with them. You got paint on things with the food, yes.
That, I'm sure, was interesting.
Yeah, they had a great time.
I bet.
Somebody actually said they expected me to come with some crazy things.
I don't understand.
They'd have been disappointed otherwise.
So you did food painting.
Yes, that
painting
was
with food.
Right.
What are you going to do today? Anything today?
Today, no. Now, tomorrow the Senior Center does have, we are not co-sponsoring it, a leap year party, but you could call the Senior Center and find out about that.
Okay.
But it's also Wednesday. So from Wednesdays at 1:30 to 3:30, we have our Bead Buddy and Loomy Birds, mm-hmm. which started out as a class to learn how to loom knit, and now it's kind of branched into whatever you're working on, just bring it. And as people want to learn how to loom knit, we do have supplies in my closet at the Senior Center, and we go ahead and do that. But then we have a lot of more play things, you know, to do during March. On March 9th, from 1 to 4, we have our annual Chicken Foot Tournament. And so even if you're not a real, you look at me really slow.
I'm trying to figure out, what is she talking about? Chicken Foot Tournament.
Yes, Chicken Foot is a dominoes game played with a set of double 12 dominoes. Terry Womack started the whole thing with the mm-hmm. Chicken Foot, but the seniors, I love it. There's a group that plays like every day.
Okay, so we don't have to bring a real chicken foot.
No, that would be my responsibility. No. No, although I do have a fake chick, and then I usually stick upstairs in a jar, you know, the feeder
up. Okay.
So there's that, and then we would like you to sign up, and reservations are taken at the Senior Center. And then on the 12th of March, I'm doing my craft class, and we're going to play with sculpted clay. Only instead of making beads, we're going to try to make like small plates and stuff mm-hmm. with doilies in the sculpting. We'll see how that one kind of goes. And then on the 15th, we're having our usual annual sandwich night. So I'll bring the sandwich and the lunch meat and the breads, and the seniors bring salad, vegetables, or dessert for about, 20 people to taste. Or a side salad would work real well, too. That's from 5:30 to 9, and we do appreciate people turning in reservations ahead of time so that I know how much food to get.
And this is all at the St. Clair Street Senior Center.
It's all St. Clair Street Senior Center. And then, of course, in April, we have our Bridgetta Canesta Tournament. And on April 14th is the St. Clair Classics Anniversary Dance with food. And then
you're acting like people just think about food all the time.
Well, it does help. You got to come and party. You might as well eat while you're there.
That's right.
Some things I just have snacky stuff, and other times we have really nice, not a whole meal, but heavy hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And then in April, we're going to switch over a little bit here. I do have two classes for youth in the afternoon, so people might want to listen, look forward to that. But then, of course, the big important thing, too, is that Movies Under the Stars will start Monday, June 4th.
Wow.
Okay. So I just want to let people aware, yes, we are doing that. We'll be using the same locations, and there will be more information on that to come.
Okay. And that's one of those traditions people need to go to see.
Right.
Movies Under the Stars every week once it gets started.
Right. And there are five evenings per week that you can come and watch. Mm-hmm.
And this started in 47, did it?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
It's been going on a long time.
Yeah, we've had folks on talking about that probably since 47.
Good possibility, but I wasn't born yet, so I wasn't talking about it in 47.
Mr. Hollis Harris got it started back then. And just a treasure of information there about Movies Under the Stars coming. We'll have to do a show on that.
Okay.
So, Marlene, anything else?
Well, not yet. There's lots of stuff going on in April and May, but that kind of covers March for right now.
Okay. Well, don't go too far away because Becky might reach out and need your help and grab you and pull you back.
Oh, okay.
Becky Johnson is with us this morning, and I understand there's going to be something really big out on the Greenway. Tell us about that.
Yes, Melinda Tate, our new Greenway coordinator. Well, she's not new anymore. She's been here almost a year. She has some new programs that she's going to be doing this spring, and one of them is the Greenway 100. And it's basically to challenge people to get out and be active and be on the Greenway. You can walk, run, bike, hop, or even crawl for 100 miles.
On the Greenway.
On the Greenway, and not all at one time.
Oh, you don't have to do it in one time.
A one-shot deal, no.
I don't think I could do that.
You sign up for it, and you get a little chart, and you mark in increments. If you walk half a mile, you color in half a box, or if you walk a whole mile, you color in a box. So you can sign up now, not now, between March 17th is when you can start registering at Patterson Park Community Center, Barfield Crescent Park office. The kickoff itself is on March 17th at the General Bragg Trailhead. They will have a one-mile group walk at 10 a.m. And then from that point on, you track your next 99 miles and you have a year. And once you've complete your 100 miles, you get a T-shirt and a decal and a certificate and possibly another prize. So it's definitely to really challenge people and encourage them to get out and be active and travel 100 miles on our Greenway throughout the year.
And I guarantee you'll enjoy every day that you go out there because there's something different.
Definitely, definitely. We say that's the hardest part of our job is when we feel the need to get out and patrol the Greenway.
That's right. Please, let me do that today.
And she has a couple other Greenway programs, but before we get too far, if you have any questions about Greenway programs, the Greenway itself, the Greenway office phone number is 893-2131.
And where is the Greenway office?
Huh? 2141.
Oh, I'm reading it incorrectly. 893-2141 is the Greenway office number. And we're located out by the Bark Park. It's not a public open office hours, but you can call ahead, and if you need to meet with Melinda, the Greenway coordinator, you can set something up, or we can just answer questions over the phone for you.
Okay, 893-2141 near the Bark Park, so bring your dog?
Yes.
You could, yeah.
Yes, and the Bark Park has been packed the last several days. trees. People are lined up and down the road bringing their dogs out. The weather has been great. I think they're just ready to get out and run around.
You know, dogs are very sociable. Do they have, can you tell they're having fun out there? They're communicating with each other.
It is hysterical to watch some of these dogs, and they're running around in little, it's like they have little packs, like little social cliques, and you can see the big dogs together, and there's a side for the little dogs, and then you'll see the little dogs that think they're a big dog. They're over there running with them. It's really kind of funny to watch. And the dogs are in the groups, and the owners are off to the side in their own little group, too. So everybody's socializing.
Well, that's where Barkaroo is, isn't it?
That's where Barkaroo has been
in
the past.
Is it a history? They're not going to have it anymore?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know we didn't have it last year, so I'm not sure if we're going to continue with it or if it'll be something different.
Well, now, there are some other activities. Stroller coasters? What is that?
Stroller coasters, which actually starts this Thursday. It's they meet every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. till 10 o'clock at various locations along the Greenway. And it's for, it's for parents and young children who still ride in their strollers, hence stroller coasters, to get, you know, the children who can't walk outside in the fresh air and the parents a chance to get out and socialize and exercise. But it doesn't have to be the parent. It could be a grandparent, a caregiver, anybody who just wants to get out and get some exercise on the Greenway and push a child in a stroller.
Now, strollers are different from when I had children. Some of these are pretty fast, and I've seen some people with skates on pushing the strollers, and those things move.
They do, and I'm amazed at how much strollers has changed. My older daughter, we had the jogger stroller that didn't have a wheel that pivoted. Now you can turn them a zero radius turn. Yeah. So.
And the kids with their hair flying, the little babies.
Yes.
Just out there, way to go, Mom, Dad, faster. So stroller coasters, are you going to have any stroller coaster races or anything like that? Or
we haven't.
Not on purpose, anyway.
No. And that the locations do change each Thursday, but this Thursday it's at the General Bragg Trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rec Connection is available in all our centers. It's also online at www.murfreesborotn.gov/parks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download the brochure that has all of our programs, but it will list all the locations for stroller coasters.
You know, people are always talking about the importance of group support, and this would be a great opportunity, I would imagine, because the people are bound to talk to each other, and they all have something in common. They have children, and they share information. And have fun, too. Exercise, have fun.
Definitely. I think it's the socialization and the physical activity, which is the definite draw for stroller coasters.
So that's starting this Thursday.
Yes.
9 o'clock Thursday morning at General Bragg?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
The General Bragg Trailhead.
And if you don't have a stroller coaster?
You'd be more than welcome to join us if you want to.
Okay. I tell you, we've got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. And I forgot to tell people, you can call in. 893. I got so excited about all these things happening. Whoops. Lost that one. 893-1450. If you have a question dealing with parks and recreation, call us at 893-1450. Phone line is open now officially. I forgot to open it, but it is now officially open. If you have a question dealing with the Parks and Recreation Department, call us. We'll be back. We're going to check on the weather one final time. Much more to come about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
We're loud, we're proud, we're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles, hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for showers today. Partly sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 60s with a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 46.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Your good neighbor station.
You can go to the Parks and Recreation Department. Be with your friends. Go to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. As you can hear this morning, there are so many fun things to do for all ages, all thanks to our Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Greenway Ramblers. Who wants to jump in on the Greenway Rambler? Are we going to do some square dancing on the Greenway or something?
No. We could, but the Greenway Ramblers are for those that like to run, but they need that motivation that a running group gives them. Some people run fine on their own. Others like that motivation of having other people keeping them going. So the Greenway Ramblers is designed for that. And that will be for early Saturday morning runs, which start March 17th.
How early?
7 a.m.
That's not early.
It's early to me. But I will be there because I'm going to be rambling.
Said 4 o'clock or something, that's early.
No, but 7 a.m. It has to be daylight.
Oh, okay.
And it's for ages 14 and older. And we'll meet at the General Bragg Trailhead. We'll divide groups based on their pace so that the faster runners can stick together and the slower runners. I'll be in the slower.
Do you have some meanderers?
We may, and they're welcome.
I mean, you can see so much more as you go down there.
Yes, yes. But that starts off Saturday, March 17th, and it'll run for the next 10 weeks. There is a $25 fee for that, but at General Bragg Trailhead, Melinda Tate, our Greenway coordinator, will have refreshments. So that
she's serious about running.
Not at all.
Oh, come on. She and her husband are just really phenomenal runners.
Yes. Well, this Greenway Ramblers, it might motivate them to think about the half marathon in the fall.
She's drumming up business for the half, which as if it needs business. I mean, they filled up last year 2,500 people,
correct.
I think, in a few days.
Correct. I believe it was 11 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, just... And I wonder, are they going to make that bigger this year?
Not this year.
Okay.
There's so many issues with the race and coordinating it and whatnot that they want to take small steps as they grow the marathon size.
That's a big, big race. So this is a good way to get prepared for those. And
definitely.
Greenway Ramblers. Okay, Saturday, March 17th, 7 in the morning.
Yes. And then if for those who'd like to run at night, we have a runner's night out. And actually, we have a kids' area where they will do some stretching, a little bit of a topic on running, and then some fun games that keep kids involved. And then we have, for the adults, they can walk or run on the well-lit Greenway or Gateway Trail, I should say. So the adults will be at the Gateway Island, and the kids, I believe, will be at the General Bragg Trailhead. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. on Thursday nights starting March 31st, and that's free. So mm-hmm. you can take your kids to one location, and the parents can run or walk on the Lit Gateway Trail.
So the parents are in the lit area.
Yes.
And you put the kids over where it's dark.
they'll be under the well-lighted pavilion at General Bragg.
Oh, okay.
We're not letting them run around in the dark.
Scare the kids night. Okay. So, will you have goodies over there for the kids, like food?
That I'm not sure.
Okay, food and kids go together.
They do. I will make that suggestion to Melinda.
She's got to shoot us. Melinda, that's what you get by not being here today. Marlene, do you have anything you want to add to Melinda's list of things to do?
Well, just really jumping ahead, we do have three splashouts scheduled again for this summer.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the dates off the top of my head, but they are Thursday afternoon, so be prepared for information of that. Of course, the movies are all family-oriented, PG and G, and we have more fun plans for the seniors.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never been to one of these movies under the stars, and a lot of people have never been to a drive-in theater, it's sort of like that.
That's true. It's just, you know, bring your blanket and your lawn chair, or either or both, and we have a few things to snack on that you can purchase, or just bring your own dinner, not a problem. Mm-hmm. But be prepared to have a good time.
And the Parks and Recreation Department has a really neat trailer.
Yes.
That has the ice cream, not ice cream, the
snow cone, yes.
And popcorn. And
you know what's always amazing to me is how many adults come over and say, I want a suicide, meaning the snow cone,
yeah.
Which is the mixture of all three
Everything.
Flavors. And you're going, okay, because, you know, the person's obviously in their 70s, and here they are still talking about stuff that they did when they were kids and still loving it, so it's great.
I used to like to go to the drugstore and order a Coke and put a different syrup in it each time, and they would come up with some weird things.
Really?
Yeah.
I can remember Cherry Cokes, which never really sat well with me, but
cherries, lemons, butterscotch, whatever they
have.
Oh,
had. That sounds kind of cool. I do like butterscotch.
Not at one time. I never tried a suicide Coke.
No, that
doesn't
probably overdoing it. Probably overdoing it. But yeah, come on by and get a, you know, a snow cone.
Yeah.
We have popcorn and drinks also to purchase in a can. So,
do you have the trailer outside right now, by any chance?
It is over here, yeah, in the back
okay.
lot of the.
Let's go try it out. I'm ready.
Okay, well, there's nothing in there right now, you know.
Oh, no.
But the movie stuff's elsewhere, you know, snow cones are somewhere.
Sounds like we need to get with the Parks and Recreation Department. You need to get the Rec Connection to lay out everything that we've talked about and more. Where can they get that?
They may get it at any of our facilities, Patterson, Sportscom, Barfield Main Office. Some of the city areas, such as the police department, have Rec Connections. Actually, WGNS has a bundle out front.
Oh, we got a new one. Okay, good deal. Come on by. And we'll see you at the Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a super rest of the day. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about government.
Life was changed. Disassembled, rearranged.